Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Chad Brewer, National Cotton Council Vice President of Technical Services. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The cotton jacet is a tiny insect originally from Asia that feeds on the undersides of leaves. What makes it such a concern is the damage that it causes, the yellowing and curling and browning of the leaves. You may hear it referenced as hopper burn. In heavy cases, it can cut cotton yields by as much as 50%, so it is definitely a real threat to growers. Cotton jacet, as it's known, was first found in Florida in late 2024 on some vegetable production fields. Since that time, it had quickly spread across the southeast. Georgia confirmed it in cotton earlier this year. Alabama found it across many counties this summer as well. South Carolina has reported damaging levels, especially in okra. We believe it's also moving through nursery plants, specifically like hibiscus, is an alternative host for this pest as well that had been infested with jacet. So there is a commercial route that it's moving as well. Treatment thresholds for this insect are extremely low. So one insect per plant is definitely enough to justify treatment. So the first thing is to obviously stay aware of the situation and be diligent in scouting for this pest. Looking around the edges of the field, staying in touch with their local extension entomologist, as well as paying attention to the State Departments of Ag. I'd like to thank the USDA for helping us with this pest. NCC posted a jacet fact sheet on cotton.org. Our job is to try to coordinate all those activities and make sure all the right groups are talking, and we're doing our best to do that.